Intersections really brought out the idea that it was really broad, that it's really celebrating and supporting anybody who identifies as a woman in many different sectors. The really big opening is this is Thursday, April 5th from 5 to 9. And so we're sort of going in line with the first Thursday's time period. And it's going to be at Stage 18 and at the brand new Phoenix space, which is sort of a soft opening for them. The very first time art will be in there. They're in process still of renovating this really awesome space that's sort of next to Arvest on the square. It's in this castle-shaped building, like right behind the main organization or the main business on that square. So it's sort of right behind that alley. And then we're also using that basement and Stage 18 for programming throughout the month. And the big opening is really the time when Phoenix and Stage 18 will be open at the same time and will really be focused on the art. Pretty much all of the organizations that we are supporting are run by women. We really want to show how many women are leaders in the creative field and organizations and charitable organizations and just leadership around town and in Northwest Arkansas.
I'll be co-hosting with you a women's music showcase Saturday night at Backspace. Who all will be playing? It's a pretty diverse lineup.
Once again, sort of following how the variety of arts that we have here and the creativity of women that we have here, I think we really wanted to once again showcase that those genres. And so really starting with somebody who is more like classically trained bassist, moving into folk music that might be, there's sort of some old time music and then new folk with Melody Pond. There will be some sort of hip hop and R&B with Ray Ray, who's really awesome and has just been showcasing or doing a lot of events at Backspace that are really unique, like barbecue cook-offs and art shows and all sorts of things there. So I'm really excited to show her and then Witch Sister. And they'll be doing like more of a specialized sort of acoustic-y set, which I'm really excited to see there too. And then each of those will get to sort of talk to them a little bit about their process.
And another component I haven't mentioned is Trillium Salon Series, which is a live concert series that I produce, is on board. And we've asked a bassoonist who is a UA professor. She's going to be appearing and performing for First Thursday.
What I love is sort of that DIY aesthetic, but the fact that this is more classical based and that's something that you really couldn't get here. And a lot of times when you see classical music, it's you know, you get super dressed up and you listen and you don't feel as much as a participant. And that's why I really appreciated what Trillium is doing, is that it's sort of doing what Backspace can do with the kind of breaking down or asking questions or being part of the audience, but just sort of at different places and as these sort of pop-up shows. And so you're really bringing that kind of classical music or instrumental music that people don't usually get to see to people and realizing that they might actually really enjoy that kind of music as well. It's just the environment that they might not be used to. So she'll be going back and forth sort of from Phoenix to Stage 18 doing these little pop-up moments. You know, that's free and that's something that anyone can listen to as they walk up. And she's a member of sort of different organizations that play classical music in town where you can see her in much of a more official context. And so this is a really cool opportunity to meet with her and talk to her. And I think that's what's really exciting about Trillium.
Well, thanks so much. And thanks also for asking me to collaborate in this Intersections project. It's very near and dear to my heart as well.
I am so excited that you said yes. And yeah, I love that you're sort of our music side. The way that I was able to organize this is that there have been just a large handful of women that have sort of jumped at these opportunities. And then what they have really cared about have sort of led that forward. So we have, as far as Laura Schatkus with Arkansas Staged and Laura Wiederhaft with the comedy and Cynthia with Inverse. And so sort of having people that have something that they're passionate about then sort of come in under Inverse and do those. And that is what is really cool. That's what made this work.
Connecting and collaborating with everyone.
Exactly. Yes.